This is Advanced Trainer Listening Test 6. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You'll hear a husband and wife discussing their plans for the weekend. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I'd like to do something different this weekend. I feel as if I'm stuck in a rut. I need a break, a bit of a challenge.
Well, here's a suggestion for you. I was planning to take my bike down to the south coast to see a veteran car race. Why don't you come with me?
On your motorbike? I've never been a passenger on a motorbike in my life. And I haven't got a helmet or anything.
That's okay. I've got a spare one and some leathers you could borrow. It'd be fun.
Well, I did say I wanted something challenging, I suppose. Let's go for it. Then when we get back, I'll make something special for dinner. I've got a great new Thai recipe.
Oh, I think you'll be tired. Why don't we just eat out?
No, it'll be fine. The kids are going out to a gig. Their friend's band is playing at the college club this weekend, so we can just flake out in front of the telly with a takeaway if we're really that worn out.
Sounds good to me.
I'd like to do something different this weekend. I feel as if I'm stuck in a rut. I need a break, a bit of a challenge.
Well, here's a suggestion for you. I was planning to take my bike down to the south coast to see a veteran car race. Why don't you come with me?
On your motorbike? I've never been a passenger on a motorbike in my life. And I haven't got a helmet or anything.
That's okay. I've got a spare one and some leathers you could borrow. It'd be fun.
Well, I did say I wanted something challenging, I suppose. Let's go for it. Then when we get back, I'll make something special for dinner. I've got a great new Thai recipe.
Oh, I think you'll be tired. Why don't we just eat out?
No, it'll be fine. The kids are going out to a gig. Their friend's band is playing at the college club this weekend, so we can just flake out in front of the telly with a takeaway if we're really that worn out.
Sounds good to me.
Extract 2. You'll hear two people discussing an opinion poll. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I got stopped in the street and asked some questions by some man doing an opinion poll today.
Did you? Was it about what you watched on TV last night? I got asked about that by someone in the street a few days ago.
Actually, he wanted to know what I felt about the new shopping centre they're thinking about building near the railway station. Whether I felt it would solve some of the town's problems or actually just cause more.
Well, you've certainly got strong opinions about that. You're always telling me what a rubbish idea you think it is.
True. And I told him what I thought. But I don't think he really had any interest in what I had to say. I got the feeling the authorities just want to be able to tick a few boxes, saying that consultation with residents has taken place. I don't think he wrote down my answers to any of his questions. But at least it served the useful purpose of firing me up about it again. I'm going to sit down and write a letter to the local paper now. I got stopped in the street and asked some questions by some man doing an opinion poll today.
Did you? Was it about what you watched on TV last night? I got asked about that by someone in the street a few days ago.
Actually, he wanted to know what I felt about the new shopping centre they're thinking about building near the railway station. Whether I felt it would solve some of the town's problems or actually just cause more.
Well, you've certainly got strong opinions about that. You're always telling me what a rubbish idea you think it is.
True. And I told him what I thought. But I don't think he really had any interest in what I had to say. I got the feeling the authorities just want to be able to tick a few boxes, saying that consultation with residents has taken place. I don't think he wrote down my answers to any of his questions. But at least it served the useful purpose of firing me up about it again. I'm going to sit down and write a letter to the local paper now.
Extract 3. You'll hear two people talking about a website. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Hi, Mel. I'm glad I bumped into you. I've been wanting to ask you a favour.
Right.
As you know, I've been working on this website idea of mine. It's a portal for people interested in this part of the country with lots of pages relating to its history, landscape, wildlife, local businesses, study opportunities here, all that sort of thing.
Sounds interesting, but I'm not sure how I can help. I'm pretty new to the area and don't know much about it.
Well, you do know a lot about websites. I wondered if you could take a look at what's online already and tell me how user-friendly it is, that sort of thing. My idea is that it should be totally straightforward to navigate.
Sounds interesting, certainly. But when do you want it done for? I'm pretty busy at the moment.
It's not too urgent, in fact.
Okay, then. Email me the URL and I'll do what I can. My laptop's been playing up a bit recently, but hopefully it won't let me down.
Thanks. Hi, Mel. I'm glad I bumped into you. I've been wanting to ask you a favour.
Right.
As you know, I've been working on this website idea of mine. It's a portal for people interested in this part of the country with lots of pages relating to its history, landscape, wildlife, local businesses, study opportunities here, all that sort of thing.
Sounds interesting, but I'm not sure how I can help. I'm pretty new to the area and don't know much about it.
Well, you do know a lot about websites. I wondered if you could take a look at what's online already and tell me how user-friendly it is, that sort of thing. My idea is that it should be totally straightforward to navigate.
Sounds interesting, certainly. But when do you want it done for? I'm pretty busy at the moment.
It's not too urgent, in fact.
Okay, then. Email me the URL and I'll do what I can. My laptop's been playing up a bit recently, but hopefully it won't let me down.
Thanks.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.